CHS Senior Vice President of Refined Fuels, Jason Schwantz, serves on the Minnesota FFA Foundation.
One of the things that I see nowadays is just the diversity of people in FFA. When I was a younger man, you know, that's exactly what it was, a group of young men. And now it's a group of young people. And I think, you know, if you look at it, the opportunities for people in it are just amazing. And I love giving back to an organization that will help anyone out. And I think there's just so many things FFA can do, whether it's speaking, getting in front of a crowd, you know, learning how to judge events. I think it's just a great way for young people to give back. And it's just the opportunities it can create in your career and the life experiences it can give you are just amazing.
The FFA gives members skills to succeed in their careers. For the former Plainview, Minnesota FFA member, public speaking was one big skill learned in FFA.
Getting over that fear of speaking, we would have, you know, FFA would have an awards night and there'd be 200 people there and our officer team would have to put together a program and you'd have to speak in front of 200 people. And when you're a high school kid, that's a little different. And that translated into college. Really helped me out, and with my job now. Now I do speaking engagements where there's 500 or 600 people, and I'm not going to say I don't ever get butterflies because I still do what I did then. But it really helps, you know, get you going on that, you know, public speaking part of things.
Our FFA week coverage is sponsored by the Minnesota Agricultural Education Leadership Council (MEELC), Corteva Agriscience, Proceed, Bayer, and Nutrien. You can follow the Red River Farm Network National FFA Week coverage on Twitter and Facebook. Reporting agriculture's business, I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.